SMS Goeben/Yavuz was a battle cruiser that briefly served in the Imperial German Navy during World War I. It was initially named SMS Goeben after German Admiral August von Goeben, but was later renamed Yavuz Sultan Selim when it passed into the service of the Ottoman Navy. It was the last surviving ship built by the Imperial German Navy and the longest-serving dreadnought-type ship in any navy, remaining active until 1950 under the name TCG Yavuz. Goeben became famous for its role in drawing the Ottoman Empire into World War I. When the Great War began, Goeben and another German ship, SMS Breslau, patrolled the Mediterranean Sea. After encountering British ships, they escaped to a neutral port in Istanbul, where they became a crucial part of the Ottoman Navy. By October 1914, these two ships and several other Ottoman vessels entered Russian ports, leading to Russia declaring war. The cruiser Medili Breslau operated in the Black Sea until July 1915. It was sunk in the Battle of Imbros in 1918 when it encountered a naval mine. These two ships and several other Ottoman vessels entering Russian ports significantly influenced Russia's decision to join the war. The cruiser Yavuz continued to serve even during the Turkish War of Independence. It is remembered for the events in the late 1920s when the Turkish Ministry of the Navy was abolished because of it, and the minister was convicted of embezzlement during the ship's refurbishment. The refurbished ship later transported the remains of Mustafa Kemal Atatürk from Istanbul to Izmit in 1938.